on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer.
Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer.
Summertime fun is here, but while we slather on the copper tone, you stand in the sun in a state of denial, proudly proclaiming, real men don't use sunblock.
I think I can hear your skin sizzle.
For you, SPF means stupidity protection factor.
But at least you'll have family melanoma, yeah.
So the next time you see a guy on the beach soaking up the ultraviolet rays until he's ultra red and ultra sore, give him plenty of respect and lots of aloe vera. He's Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer, a real American hero.
Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer.
Just think, in about a week, it'll really look appealing. Get it?
Ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, August 2nd, 2010. We're back in the studio live. Kara looking as beautiful as ever.
Thank you.
I see you've put in a lot of time into your makeup this morning. Am I right?
Not a lot of time. I just actually like put an extra effort.
I see. Okay.
It looks good though, doesn't it?
I suppose, yeah.
You suppose?
I don't know if I like too much makeup, you know?
I think it looks pretty.
I'm not sure. You don't have too much, but it's just more than usual.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does it look pretty?
Like on your eyelids, I can tell you have makeup and stuff. But yeah, it looks
just
pretty.
Just yes or no, does it look good?
Yeah, it looks good.
Okay, yeah, all the pausing and stuff is.
I'm just saying you don't need that much makeup, you know.
Well, it's just a different look, so relax.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like,
I'm relaxed.
Nice...
I'm trying to give you a friggin' compliment.
No, that wasn't the way you compliment somebody. Like, hey, it looks like you put in a lot of work on that construction project you got going on.
No, it's a compliment when you tell someone you don't need a lot of makeup to look good.
Oh, that was the compliment.
That was a compliment.
Well, I think it looks good.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I like your green shirt.
Thank you very much.
But it's a little bright. Huh? It's a little bright.
It is. It's like neon green.
I'm just saying, you don't really need that bright of a shirt.
Not in the morning. Huh?
I like the shirt, actually. I'm just playing.
You?
I'm trying to make a point, but yeah. Whatever.
I think it's the in color this summer.
Green?
Yeah.
Neon green?
Yeah.
There you go.
I think so, yeah.
You can get away with that
I'm
stuff in
I'm always in fashion.
Yeah, I mean, you can get away with that stuff, you know, here in L.A. wearing whatever colors you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how are you doing this morning? You're in your usual black, of course.
I've got a really cute dress on, but it's a big boobie dress, so
I'm
covering it up a bit.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. No, I'm not, but no, black is good. I think most people look good in black.
It's funny.
That's why
this is a colorful dress, actually, though. It's got lots of
colors.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah, it's
that's
just
right.
I've got a cover-up on.
Like a shawl or something.
Yeah, but... yeah, no, had a good weekend. Had the shows this weekend. It went really good.
Yes.
Thanks for showing up, Sam.
I knew you were going to chew up my ass for that, but I did tell you I was going to work, and I was hoping for a miracle, but it never materialized.
That's okay.
If anything, we ended up staying here later because there was a big country singer here. Her name is Shelley Wright. I don't know if you've heard of her or not.
No.
I never heard of her, but let me tell you, man, she had a lot of listeners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I guess she just recently came out as a lesbian.
Oh, really?
So she's got a huge following. But at any rate, so people were hanging out here and stuff.
Oh, cool.
You know, so it was, I couldn't close the place.
You're like, hey, guys, kind of want to go
see
a really awesome comedy show.
And then, you know, it was like around 9:30. I thought, if I'm going to make it there... the fastest I can get into the club would be like
10. Yeah, I know.
And
it's,
I probably
it's
would
not
have missed
deal.
It, right?
No, it's not a big deal.
Well, I was hoping you'd say it's a big deal.
Well, I mean, it is a big deal, but I just am telling you that, you know, I'm not going to give you a hard time. There's going to be more to come. I got
Thank
a lot going
you.
On.
Thank you. So you were there for
Friday
and
Saturday?
Saturday?
Yeah, it went good.
So why didn't you tell me Saturday was
I had it posted on my Facebook. I've sent you an invitation.
Yeah, but forget about the Facebook. You could tell me.
Well,
I mean, I knew it was Friday. We were talking about Friday the whole time.
Yeah, because that was when I was doing my bigger performance, and then Saturday I was doing a smaller one. So I was like, well, you know, if people are going to come out, I'd rather have them come see the bigger show.
I see. Was it at the same venue?
Same venue, yeah.
I see.
But it went really good. A lot of fun. Great people. Good audience.
Yeah.
The Downtown Comedy Club. Yeah, I totally killed it.
Really?
You killed it.
Really?
Killed it. But no, that is a really fun club. The owners are really awesome. It's called the Downtown Comedy Club, and it's got a totally different vibe than all the other kind of clubs in L.A. It's got that family-run vibe, really laid back, hands-on, cool, relaxed. They're just, I don't know, it does not feel pretentious at all. It
really?
Feels, I mean, they got great acts there, but it also feels kind of like, you know,
yeah.
not a big
deal. So it doesn't feel
deal.
Like a strip club or anything.
No, none of them really feel like strip clubs, although I did strip on stage. You loved it. Oh, my gosh.
Really? You stripped on stage?
Well, it's a joke. I came on stage, and I had, like, 5 different wigs on that were piled on top of each other.
Really?
And then
wigs,
I had,
huh?
And then I had 3 Halloween costumes on, and then I played a rap song, and I came on stage, and I was like, and I started stripping, but I'm taking off all these, like, really,
right.
really complicated.
Changing personas.
Yeah, every time I take off, it's a wig or it's a Halloween costume, and they're really hard to get off. So on stage, I'm scrambling. It's really just, it's funny. It's not sexy, but maybe some freak would think it's sexy, but no, it's really funny. But yeah, but I played it like I was a stripper, you
Is
know?
It funny?
Yeah, it was funny.
I'm going to have to
Oh,
check
man,
that out,
it was man. Funny, man. I just started throwing these wigs off. And I was like, getting wiggy with it.
Where'd you get all the wigs?
You know, I do comedy. I have tons of, like, stuff. I have friends that have given me things, and I've got Halloween costumes. And,
yeah.
You know. I mean, everybody's just got a different style that they do with comedy, and I like a lot of different texture to my set, where some of it's a little bit more character, some of it's straight stand-up, and then some of it's musical.
Right.
I don't like to just stand there the whole time.
I see.
I like to
And
make
do
it.
You promote the show up there when you get
well,
up
Well, they
there?
Introduced me with LA Talk Radios.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, okay. Oh, shit, okay.
The host of the morning show.
Yeah, wow. Go check her out, LA Talk Radio. And it's really funny, you let people know you're doing a radio show, and they just automatically think you can, like, propel their career, and they get all excited. I'm like, oh, I'm
you're
still working
like
on it.
You're like a celebrity, right?
No, I'm not a celebrity, but no, it's just it's just the nature of this business, not right. just comedy, but just LA. If anybody thinks that you have any connection,
right.
regardless of how strong that connection may or may not be, or how far you can get them, they just automatically, the light bulb goes on, and they start to feel like,
yeah, I can use this person.
Yeah, there's kind of that mentality, but it's nothing that big, because I'm not huge, but
yeah.
I'm in Kyle.
You will be one day.
Kyle, but no, it's really funny. It's uh-huh. funny to kind of be in that position, going from like,
That's true.
You know, working at Starbucks and stuff, and being a sign twirler, and, you know, working at Oingsters.
Yeah, Oingsters, selling
then,
hamburgers.
Yeah, and then, you know, working on the radio now, and, you know, not that I'm famous by any means, but it's interesting when you have a connection that can help somebody, and how the light
yeah,
bulb goes
absolutely.
Off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, funny stuff, though. Funny stuff.
Funny stuff.
Yeah.
So were there some other funny people there?
Oh, yeah, really great acts. Really, really funny people. Great acts. I highly recommend the venue, and, they were just really cool people. So, yeah, good acts, good people. The club owner is really awesome. Mm. The people that run the joint are really funny. So, good times.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, there's actually going to be a comedy act tomorrow with some of the famous names in town. And let me just open this up because we have the banner on our front page. It's being thrown by...
Sean Green?
No, the gang of Grand Theft Audio, and they're on our station every Thursday at 6 to 8.
Cool deal.
And so there are a bunch of comics, and they're pretty funny and stuff. So let me open up this flyer here, and you can see that it's on tomorrow night. If you're in LA and you're looking for something to do, this should be pretty fun. I'm planning on being there because we're also sponsoring part of it. And stuff, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know why it's not opening. Let me see if I can read it with the small print.
Mm.
Except what happens is when you get stuck with a PDF here that doesn't download, now everything's frozen. So never mind that. We'll get it to you later. But go to our front page. There's a banner, and it links to a PDF. with a brochure on it, with a flyer.
Do you know what theater they're going to be at?
It's like, my browser just froze, so that's there's fine. Not much I can do about it.
Anyway, people, it's live radio. We're just checking out the kinks in our system right now.
Well, yeah, it's not the kinks. It's just the shit from computers, man. Sometimes they just do it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were a computer man. I thought you knew
this thing. Yeah, but this thing's totally frozen. I've never seen anything like this before.
Okay, so it's the Rock and Comedy Night of the
never
year.
Mind.
We'll have to see about that. Okay, $5. and let's see. Where? It doesn't even say the...
Yeah, it's kind of small there, but...
Busby's East.
Busby's East in Los Angeles, and it's going to be on tomorrow. I can't see the address here, but please go to our front.
Address is 5364 Wilshire Boulevard.
Right, and it should be pretty funny. I mean, if you can see, they have Sam Tripoli there and a few other comics.
He's funny.
So Bobby Oliver and yeah. You should know that circuit, right? You know all these.
Yeah,
people.
I know a few of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, I won't talk trash. So.
Why?
When you run into people, you get certain memories of them, and it's not really necessarily who they are, but it's your experience.
Right, right.
So I'm not going to share it because I'm on the air, and I don't know if it's accurate of who they are.
I see.
But
okay.
I have some interesting little run-ins.
Yes.
Nothing major.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I will. I'm just letting you know.
If you don't want someone beating you up on the way home.
Oh, please. Comedian. Although comedians are crazy. I went to see a show last night, and so much of stand-up, and not that I'm the best by any means, but there's just so much, and a lot of people told me this, that went to the show and saw their acts. It's draining. You leave and you're just like, man, that was work.
Yeah.
Having to watch you was work.
You mean the being in the audience?
Yeah, like some of the acts are just, it's just kind of like,
I know.
They're pissed off. It's jaded. It's irritated. It's the...
Not funny.
Well, and some of that could be hysterical, but yeah. When you see so much of it back to back to back.
Yeah.
You know, it gets kind of like,
Really?
You know, you get like,
Must mean that nobody's original. They all do similar things.
Well, it's just like anything, music or comedy. There's certain trends that happen, you know, in every industry and kind of becomes the thing.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think if I were to watch too much of any one thing, whether I would start to get old, you know, whether it was nerd comedy, New York-ish or too physical, I'd probably start to get immune to it. But yeah, there's kind of like this pissed off, kind of like complainy type, whiny.
Maybe people like that. I don't know. Otherwise, they wouldn't use that material.
You know, I think that what the audience likes versus what comics like can be very different.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've noticed that sometimes I feel like the world of stand-up comedy is not always about serving the audience. It's about being the bigger asshole.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, yeah, I'm a jackass or I don't give a shit, you know? And it's like that's their thing and they intimidate the audience as opposed to like actually make them laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm saying that based not just on my opinion, but like friends that have gone to go see shows and their feedback and people that are like patroning and paying money and sitting down. And that's what I get from the audience.
Yeah, well, you know, what irks me is a lot of people think they're funny and they're comic material, and then they get up on the stage, and they have no business being up there. You know, they're just not funny. They don't have an interesting act. They don't have anything original.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these have been my experiences going to comedy clubs here. That's why I don't go much anymore.
Yeah, it kind of wears you out, huh?
Yeah. But it also, I guess, depends where you go. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's totally true.
Yeah.
So what did you do over your weekend? Because
did we do? We ate a lot. We went to breakfast yesterday and then to dinner yesterday. And
you did? Where'd you go?
Pretty much it. You know, there's a place here called Aroma.
I know about that.
The other day.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. They got like a garden in the back.
Yeah, it's really cute.
There's
indoor,
a little
outdoor
bookstore in there. And there's always lines there in the morning.
I know.
Sunday morning.
Do you like that?
I don't mind the line. It takes like 5-10 minutes. Not a big deal. I usually don't like lines, but it's worth it.
It makes you feel like you're going to a good place at good food.
Yeah, and you know, usually when there's a lot of people, it means the food is fresh too. You know, it doesn't just sit there. They go through a lot of it.
Mm.
And it's all beautiful people and stuff. Some of them bring their dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, LA, beautiful people. Where'd you go? Where else did you go to eat?
We went to Tony Roma's. Have you been to Tony Roma's?
I know about the little rib house or something like that.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but no.
It's excellent.
Is it?
Really excellent, yeah. And they got this thing called Kickin' Shrimp. And yeah. If you like shrimp, man, and if you like, it kind of tastes like sweet and sour chicken or something, but or sweet and sour shrimp, let's say.
Uh-huh.
But it's so good, and it's got like, it's kind of spicy, and I can't just eat one or two, you know? I mean, it comes like a little cocktail glass.
But you got like and, 10 of them?
Yeah.
Drank them?
And it's hot, you know, and piping hot and spicy.
Kicking shrimp, I like it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like there's not a lot of vibe in the place, but the food is excellent, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes we go there and do that. But otherwise, not much excitement as usual. You know, I try to stay close to home.
I think that happens when people get older. Like my aunt,
probably.
It was when we'd go visit, she would not come meet us. She would not meet us for dinner unless it was like in a 3-mile radius of her little tiny
really?
Town. I'm like, Deborah, you live in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you're not giving us many options here.
Yeah.
She just would not go anywhere outside of her little town.
That's funny.
I'm like, come on, I need you to throw me a bone
yeah,
here.
Well, I'm a little better than that.
Wow. But you live right down the street. You work right here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I just, you know, I prefer not to drive far. I mean, what the hell's wrong with that?
I hear you.
Yeah. So I stay in the area, yeah, and I'm fairly happy, I would say.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
So last night I got some creepy hugs from a guy.
Yeah, where? The club you went to?
Mm-hmm. Gave me some creepy hugs, like 4 of them in a row.
How did you meet him?
I don't want to go into all that because it's affiliated here.
Oh, okay.
But
so he
I love
like,
how I'm trying to
was
whisper.
Was he like grinding against you?
No, it was just kind of like arm. It's like the hunched over hug, and then the arms kind of slide down the back a bit, and then slide up, and then
wow, was
kiss.
It part of a dance or something?
I mean, not that I wasn't invited to the dance. I didn't know what was going on.
So you were just standing there, and this guy walked up behind
No. He was in front of me. He gave me a hug.
Oh, it was in front of you.
And then he like hunched over and did like the slide down the back, up the back, and then kind of kiss on the side of the face, and like and I'm a really warm, touchy feely person, and I was like pulling back, which is really not my style. Normally, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, get up in it, but. No, it was just, like, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of an awkward thing.
It is awkward.
You're like, I don't want to make him feel embarrassed, but I'm a little...
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, sometimes people overstep their bounds, you know?
Yeah, and the person's married, which I think is odd, because I was saying to you earlier, I'm like, if my husband ever hugged a woman like that, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
I'd be like, oh, hell no. I'd beat him up, and it wouldn't be cool.
Yeah.
But
you seem to be doing that to attached men. Did you notice that? I mean,
I've noticed that. Yeah, I've noticed that. But I don't know. I'm not like...
Maybe you look like cheating material.
Thanks, Sam.
No, I'm just saying. You know?
That, you know, Sam has a way to give me compliments that are just so nice, cheating material. I don't know if it's me or just the society. I mean,
it happens to a lot of women?
I think maybe. I think the fact that when you're an open person, you attract a lot of things. So, I mean, there's been many types of different people that I've attracted. I mean, that are not eligible or not good looking or some are good, you know, some are crazy. I just kind of feel like when you're open, and I know it's happened to other friends of mine, so I know it's not just me.
Mm. Yeah.
But I've never had any weird invitation that I've solicited to these guys, and
right.
I've never pursued or allowed anything. Like one dude that I met who I found out is engaged through Facebook. Is still sending me like little notes on Facebook, like, you know, love your pictures. Da, 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 da. I'm like, okay, bye. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm not going to address it, but I'm not engaging in it either.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just kind of whatever. And I don't know. It's just really weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why get married if you're going to just do this? Just don't get married.
See, I'm wondering, like, if a guy got so much attention, they would be happy about it.
They would?
Women, if they got all that attention, they'd be happy. You know, like guys would. But I can imagine, you know, women are like being approached by guys that they're not attracted to.
Oh, it's all kinds. It's, I mean, there's a small percentage that really approach you in a really, you know, gentlemanly manner that are actually attractive and you're compatible with. It's extremely minute, that percentage.
Yeah.
It's usually, you know, just dudes or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I guess decent people don't make those kind of moves, you know.
I mean, sometimes I'll meet people that are just really cool, but there's not that kind of attraction.
Yeah.
Which is whatever. I'm fine with it. But yeah, I just think it's just weird, the whole, like, you're married, man. You know I know you're married.
Yeah.
It's just odd.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't mean anything in today's world. It really doesn't. I mean, people cheat all the time. So what if they're married?
Stupid. Don't get married, you losers. Stop marrying people. If you don't want to commit to somebody, let them go and just go play the field. Mm-hmm. It's just
Yeah,
weird.
I happen to agree. But at the same time, some people can't get out of their situation. So they figure they're going to...
Because they're all victims. I know. It's so hard.
No, it's not about victim, you know. I don't know. I'm not going to speak for them because I happen to agree with you.
Yeah, I know. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for a fight, Sam.
Are you really?
No,
okay,
playing.
Well, let's find something to
No,
about.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Well,
So you've heard that Obama was speaking this morning, and he's promising we'll be out of Iraq at the end of this month.
Well, that's cool. Let's let
well, yeah, it's cool on the one hand. On the other hand, I don't know how we're all going to be out of there. But essentially what he's saying is that the combat mission is over. But we're not really going to be out of there for many years. I don't know what they're going to do. But he wants to reduce the number of troops to 50,000 by the end of this month.
I just don't trust the man. I'm sorry. Everything's idealistic with him. And I don't really know. I haven't been following it, but... You know, pulling, I don't know. I just kind of feel like either pull out or you know what I mean? Like 50,000 troops there. I just think that it's a very hostile area.
Yeah.
And broadcasting what we're going to do to the whole world. Hey, guys, by the end of the month, you know, by the end of the month, get your bombs ready. We're ready, you know?
Exactly.
Just pull out or I don't know. That's just my uneducated opinion.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. We haven't been lucky with presidents in the past decade or so. I don't know what it is, man, but they're fucking up one after another, you know? You know what I mean? But obviously we can't just get out of there to the last man because we're going to create a vacuum there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be like, you know, a hornet's nest in there.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's one of these, we bit off way more than we could chew. And now we want to get rid of it. And I think by either way, you're kind of screwing yourself either way. If you leave, you're going to leave it in a worse position, I think. And it's going to be unstable. And it's going to be a very vulnerable place for more Al-Qaeda and more terrorists to kind of, you know, habitate. And then, you know, if we stay, then we're funneling money, we're funneling resources and people over there, we're overextending ourselves. I think it's a tough situation either way. And I think the American people are tired of us being there. I think they're over it. But I kind of wonder, I mean, what is the right decision when we've already gone in there? We've already, you know.
I mean, you have to ask yourself, at what point are we going to pull out? You know, the same with Afghanistan. I mean, the way it looks right now is it looks like we're going to stay there forever.
You know?
And I don't know. We've got to find a solution. We went into both places without an exit strategy, and then we wonder why we're stuck there for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the Russians tried with Afghanistan, didn't succeed. I don't know why we thought we could. You know, but on a related note, did you happen to see the cover of Time magazine this week? It's very controversial. They're showing an Afghani girl with her nose cut off. And it's pretty graphic. And they put it right on the front page. And it's something that'll make you think for a long time. But it's...
What the heck?
Yeah, can you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then inside the magazine, they have more pictures of her. And this is apparently a girl that was running away from her in-laws who were abusive. And the Taliban got a hold of her and cut off her nose and ears. And so they're showing that on Time magazine. And it's interesting to read how they decided to go ahead with the cover, despite the fact that it was going to be disturbing for a lot of people.
Wow, that's so... golly, that's just...
Yeah, you guys got to look it up online if you don't have the magazine.
She's so pretty, too. I mean, it's funny, even with a jacked-up nose, she's still a gorgeous girl.
Yeah. So, but it's very sad stuff. I mean, this is just one of the things that we are seeing. What about the stuff that happens that we don't see? You know, I mean, all this brutality. And, you know, so when you think about it, we fight for this stuff. It makes sense, you know. You got to liberate people from all this oppression. But at the same time, you know, we can't stay there forever.
Mm-hmm.
We can't.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know what it's going to take and what kind of a president it's going to take to get out of there. But at the same time, you can't do it foolishly either.
Golly.
Yeah.
I just don't understand, and I don't think we ever will understand, the mentality of a man or that of a woman that can, like, mutilate women. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, on that basic level. I know it's complicated, but on that very basic level, like somebody that can actually hold a woman down and – put a knife to her nose and just carve away at it.
Yeah, but these people do that. I mean, they're fucking maniacs.
Yeah, I mean, there's maniacs here too, and there's that stuff like that goes on here too, not on a mass level, but it, you know, behind closed doors, things like that, weird shit like that happens. But I don't understand that mindset of somebody that's just so filled with rage or hate or right. vindication. Not that I fully even want to understand it. I don't know if I do, but
right.
I just, you know, think about somebody holding down a girl and just at her nose or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm like, how do you do that? How do you kill kids and things like that?
How do you behead a person? You know, I mean, people do that. So, yeah.
That's sad. It makes me sad.
We're in a different world here, man. I'm so grateful we live here. I'm so grateful I have this privilege to be here.
Man. Well, on a more deep note,
yes.
Lindsay Lohan is free. She's been out of jail, and she's heading to rehab.
Oh, is that what it is? So yeah. She has to go straight to rehab.
Yeah, she was only in jail 13 days on the inside. So she was sentenced to spend 90 days in jail.
90 days? And she was only 14
days?
Yeah,
then it was cut short, and then due to good behavior and the program to relieve overcrowding in the jail system. You know, she's been sent directly to unnamed substance absent abuse treatment center. Mm-hmm. And so reporters, paparazzi, blah blah blah. So yeah, it's interesting that she's, you know, 13 days, and this is like the big thing. Everybody's covering this right now.
Yeah,
I know. But we should too. That's all I can say.
It's so newsworthy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. 13 days. Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe she should go fight in Afghanistan.
Wow.
Would make things a lot different.
This is funny.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
I really wanna show you.
Shitty Talk Radio proliferates the internet. Two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
So did you hear about the new condom for women?
No, let me hear it.
It's not the first time. I guess in 1993 they tried those, and I remember
it's a condom that goes on men and that goes into women?
No, it goes, a woman uses it.
Really?
And it's got like, you know, the striking thing about this article on CNN is that there's no picture of it. And that shows you how uptight we are in this goddamn society that we can't even show a condom when we talk about it. So this thing supposedly has like, it's a non-latex thing. And it's got like a long sheath with two soft rings at each end. So one ring must be pushed with a finger into the vagina, much like a tampon. And the other ring remains outside the body, right? So just think about
this. It's like one kind of slimy little blanket you throw in there to catch stuff.
It sounds more like a kind of a tube, you know, that probably goes over your cervix on the one hand, and then goes over your vagina. But
so unsexy. I mean, do what you got to do. I mean, protect yourself. I'm not against that, but I'm just
saying. So some people are saying, like, look, this sex therapist says it's too convoluted. The penis is external. It takes 2 seconds to put on a male condom. This could take minutes, and women have to get into this contortionist act to put the condom on. It's not practical. So, you know, who knows who's going to use it, but apparently...
I don't even understand why you would do that. I mean, because I still don't think that men are going to have the sensation that they'd like to have.
Right.
I mean, either way, if it's on the penis or in the vagina,
Maybe it's for women that don't trust the male condom. You know what I'm
like
saying?
To empower them so they have different choices, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that makes sense.
So they feel that they're in charge of the birth control.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, although I don't understand how this thing is going to prevent HIV and stuff, you know, so it's probably not like a tube. I don't know what the hell it's
like. Well, I don't think condoms and, I mean, those things, it's more for pregnancy, and I think they can help against STDs, but they're not really.
They're very effective. Regular condoms? Yeah.
I thought that condom use can help prevent, but it's not as, like, if there's still genitalia contact.
No, there's got to be, like, open wounds and things like that. There's got to be exchange of liquids.
Speaking of which, did you read my Facebook up status?
No. What did you write?
I wrote, let me read it. It's really, it's funny, but it just talks about, basically I'm saying, you know, I think, as much as I love hair and makeup and feeling girly, I really think I'd be a great man.
Really? But in what way?
Man, it would be a lot easier. Because men get to be strong, and they get to be flamboyant, and they get to be very, very dominant, and it's unapologetic. Whereas a woman...
But what do you mean get to be? I mean,
it's kind of in their nature. Like, men are more aggressive. They're more leaders. They're more, flamboyant, and I don't mean flamboyant's the right word, but very strong and opinionated, and it's kind of expected of a man to do that. And when you meet women that are that way, it's more dramatic, and it can really... just by nature, just kind of shake up people's worlds, and they got issues with it. And right. I noticed that because that's how I am. I really feel I don't identify with a lot of the which is weird. I mean, I love being a woman, but
right.
There's things about going on stage and being crazy, da da da. And you know, it's for example, hear me out on this, but
yes, like what prompted you to feel this way and post it now?
Well, I felt it several times.
Right.
You know, I feel it several times, like the fact that I'm, you know, I just. Especially thinking about going back home when I go to Texas for reunions, things like that, or seeing friends and family,
right.
That culture. But even out here, it's kind of like women are expected to be pretty and more about the receptor of comedy, not the funny person, but the one that laughs.
Really?
You know?
So you felt that kind of a thing when you were on stage and being a woman?
No, not necessarily on stage. But like, for example, you know, it's funny because... I was wearing a really cute outfit on Friday night, and apparently when I was bending over, because I do this thing where I bend over and I'm like messing my hair up. I'm not bending over like my butt to the audience, but like I'm bending down. And it's not a really low cut shirt, but when I bend down, you can kind of see my cleavage, I guess, which I didn't realize. But anyway, my friend was telling me that. And then another friend made a comment about it, like it was a scandalous thing. And I was kind of like, okay, well, you know, I don't have to wear that type of shirt on stage. It's kind of an oversight. I didn't realize it. But I think it's kind of a weird judgment thing when it's like, you know, we're in a comedy club. Guys talk about their, you know, their penis and their balls and doing girls and really, really crude and foul things. Right. And it's considered normal. Mm-hmm. And I've got some damn cleavage and it's so scandalous. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm not going to win this battle because it is the way it is in the eyes of the world. But it's just really unfair. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but what do you mean scandalous? I mean, did
like
someone
it's kinda
make
like,
a big
well,
deal out of it?
Well, I mean, some of my friends were talking and they were like, yeah, you know, they were making kind of... it wasn't a big deal, but it's just the consistency of that, you know? Like, if you have cleavage, my gosh, you're so offensive. You know what I mean?
Offensive? People said it was offensive?
No, it's...
I think people liked it,
well,
probably.
I think that they do, but I also think people are like, well, you're not going to be taken seriously. It's distracting.
I bet you women said that to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe they're
but
jealous.
I don't necessarily... here's what I'm saying. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with them, because... It can be distracting, and it can, in the eyes of other people, look unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not fully disagreeing with them, but I just think it's unfair, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because men can be such assholes and so gross and so incredibly aggressive, and blah, 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 I'm a dude, you know, and then a girl has cleavage. You know, and it's like, oh, that's just too much. That's unprofessional. And it's like, we're in a freaking comedy club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just such a double standard. And I know I'm not stupid. I know I'm not going to win this battle because I either have to go, okay, well, I like dressing this way and I feel comfortable and I don't think it's inappropriate and I love it.
Right.
And then just deal with people's opinions. Or I've got to go, you know what? It's not worth this being an issue.
Right.
And now I, you know, so I know that even though it's unfair and it's a double standard, it's just... I'm not going to win the battle, is what I'm saying.
But remember, it is women that are giving you the hard time and judging you, you know? So that's what I'm saying. You got to be aware of that. I don't know what it means.
Well, I think what they're saying, though, too, I mean, is, you know, these are good friends of mine, too. They're not really trying to be mean. They're just trying to tell me that it can be distracting and considered people, like, if you're in a very male-dominated industry as well and you want to do your business in that industry and people are seeing you as just tits or whatever it is, you know, it may not delegitimize you. I can't get that word out. Discredit you.
Okay.
You know, when you're doing business or da-da-da-da-da, and it's kind of like a cautionary thing because there's a game set. There's a way to do it. And, they're saying it like, you know, even in like the eyes of guys or the eyes of men are just going to like see it one way and not really see it as a talent.
That's true,
talent.
But
so I don't totally disagree with them. Don't get me wrong. I don't just totally disagree with them.
Right.
I just think I find it frustrating because I'm like, I look a certain way. I love looking a certain way. And I mean, I feel comfortable and beautiful that way. And I think it's really weird that that's such a damn issue where men are so disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, not your everyday guys are disgusting too, but I mean, just like guys on stage and what they talk about and their attitudes and boom, 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 boom. And then I get on stage and I'm bouncing around and yeah, I got cleavage and it's like a big freaking deal, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's just not fair. And that's okay. Like, it's life, you know, you figure it out.
But look, like you said, you know, I mean, you keep saying it's not fair, but it happens to you in everyday life as well.
Well, not so much like this. I mean, I don't have people pulling me aside and going, yeah, this is unprofessional.
No, they don't. But, you know, I mean, but that's the thing. You attract that kind of attention, though.
No, and I know that. I mean, I know that. But, like, I don't wear super, super cleavage stuff every day.
No, but you could easily hide your boobs if you wanted to. And you wouldn't
have
to deal
with that. No, I could not easily. But I could wear turtlenecks.
Yeah.
I could wear turtlenecks.
Well, not a turtleneck. But, I mean, there's shirts that can come up to here. And
I mean, you don't understand. I'm not playing a victim. But the kind of clothes I like to wear, it doesn't work that way. I mean, I could change the way I dress, you know, and that would be like less.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it'd be like less fitted clothing. I'm not acting like a victim here. I'm saying I enjoy the way I dress. I enjoy my body. I enjoy celebrating what I have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, personally.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm saying the fact that it's an issue, I find it to be a double standard and very unfair. But nonetheless, nonetheless, I'm not going to win it. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I get it that life's not fair and you have to kind of make up your mind, like, well, what's it worth, you know?
Yeah.
But I find it frustrating is all I'm saying, because, you know, it's the attitude towards it is kind of like a judgmental, kind of shameful.
But you know what? You know, this is akin to me walking on the street with my dick hanging. And then, you know, if people say anything or judge me, I would get upset about
my
it.
My dick's not is hanging it? Out,
no,
Sam.
No, it's not.
And it's
but
just
what are you,
cleavage.
What I'm saying,
my nipples aren't showing. It's fucking
no,
cleavage.
No, but that's how people view this. Okay?
But listen, I'm just saying it's like I think it's very hypocritical and it's double standard. Look, I get it. I get it. This is really more for men anyway, because it's like women are saying, if a woman's saying this to me too, she's not saying it so much from her standpoint. She's saying it because, hey, this is distracting for men. And that's why she's telling me that. And I don't disagree. Look, I'm not disagreeing here as far as it has a different impact on men. Mm-hmm. But the attitude about it is kind of like this, you know, oh, how could you, kind of shameful, kind of judgmental attitude. And I'm just saying, in light of society and in light of all the things men do, and they're so abrasive and rude and disgusting, not every single man, I'm not a man hater, but I'm talking more so like on stage and things like that. And then somebody wears cleavage. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just stupid to me. Now, but I don't totally disagree, because of the reality of it is this, I mean, whether or not it's fair or not fair, it is that way.
Yeah.
So I understand that, but right. I'm just saying it does get frustrating. It's
yeah.
just, you know, so I mean, yeah, I have to kind of look at it and go, is this something I'm going to really, you know, am I going to decide, hey, I don't care and do my own thing? Or am I going to go, you know what, maybe I just need to just not do this and not enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you know? Either that or just you have to think about what you put out there.
And I know, mm-hmm. I mean, I know, but I think that I look at it from a different light, a different mm-hmm. lens. So for me, when I'm getting ready or whatever, I'm looking at it from a total different perspective,
right,
you know?
Right.
And it's taking that and looking at it from basically a man's perspective, and once again catering to a man and what he sees and his weaknesses and da-da-da-da, you know? And it is frustrating. And that's really mm-hmm. all it is. I mean, it's just frustrating.
I see.
You know
okay,
what I mean?
Well, I hear you.
Yeah, it's like I'd love to just dress the way I dress and it'd be fun and whatever, and it not be like, I'm this whore, I'm this, I'm a da-da-da-da. It's like, why can't I just feel, you know, good about it? But that's just not going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
So it is. It's frustrating. I find it really, you know, frustrating and a double standard, so.
Yeah.
But well,
maybe you'll need a cold shower to settle down a little
not
bit.
No, I'm in a cold shower. I'm not turned on. I'm not that pissed. I just think it's just frustrating, you know? And it's like women aren't allowed to get frustrated about it either. It's like, just fucking deal with it. Just deal with it. This is how life is, you know? I think it's really, really, you know, irritating. So,
oh,
yeah. And then I also talked about, yeah, so, you know, it would sometimes be nice to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You throw your little outfit on,
maybe,
or whatever it is.
But then we have our own shit to
do. You do.
With,
and
you
I don't. I really don't think that anyone has it any worse. I just think it's different.
Yeah.
You know, but it always seems like the grass is greener, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be nice to go,
exactly.
I'm a dude. I'm whatever. I don't have to say I'm sorry. I get to act however the fuck I want. I wear what I want. I'm going to put on my nasty outfit and just walk around and be like, nah.
But many men are not like that. I don't know why you have that vision of men, you know.
Well, I love men.
Yeah.
I don't hate men, but I'm sorry.
But you always have that attitude, like
I live in Hollywood, and I'm definitely seeing a different side. I mean, I live in being in the entertainment industry. It's not like it's not the pick of the litter here. You know what I mean? It's not like you're around men that are just really respectful and.
So change the places you hang out.
It's not the places I hang out. It's a freaking city I live in, Sam. I live in Los Angeles. I'm in the entertainment industry. Wake up. It's everywhere.
But, you know,
yeah.
I know a lot of people that are not like that.
No, I'm not saying every single person,
okay.
But it is the dominant cultural collective guy. And that's, I know I'm not the only one that thinks that or feels that. Because they're everywhere out here.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's all the time. And if you're doing comedy and you're out doing comedy and you hear everybody get on stage, I mean, you know, it's the same kind of guy that gets up and does his thing.
Yeah.
You know? And this is just the way it is. Anyway, well, welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Come in, visit. You're going to love it.
I'm just saying, if you want a different reaction, try dressing differently for a couple of days and see.
Sam, I'm not an idiot. I totally have already put two and two
okay.
together. I'm just expressing
right.
the fact that it's frustrating.
Okay, so it
I'm not
you.
Arguing that it's not the reality. I don't
you realize you can't change it
exactly.
because that's society.
I totally understand
but
that this is...
But you don't have to like it.
Exactly. I'm
okay,
saying that
gotcha.
This is a battle I'm not going to win, but I am expressing... how it's frustrating because I don't get to either do what I want or if I do what I want, there's these consequences.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I find that men don't have to make those decisions.
Mm.
And that's frustrating to me.
Okay.
But yes, I
I'll
already get
that.
It. Yeah.
I'll accept that. Okay.
Yeah.
Without judging you.
You judge me every day. I'm fine with it. You judge me to my face. So I'm good with it. I don't have to worry.
At least I'm not hiding.
You don't hide anything. You're like, yeah. Hey, you know, what do you think it means when a guy... So, okay. So going back to the creepy hug and everything.
Right.
The dude was like, I really love your photos. I really love this one photo. And he's looking at me, expressing how much he loves his photos to me. And I always find it weird if a guy is sitting in front of me and we're dialoguing and he wants to talk about like my pictures, because I'm like, I'm right here. Is this not good enough? Like, you know, I it's almost like a weird kind of feeling of like, okay, do you prefer the pictures or are you just,
right?
You know, I don't know.
Maybe
what
he's trying to say. I like when you look sexy.
But I look sexy now, so deal with it. It's just, you know what I mean? It's kind of weird. If I was always like, hey, Sam, man, your photos. Your photos.
That's true. It does feel weird.
It's weird. You're like, okay, yeah. I got it. Anyway.
Yeah, I wish you could look like your photos. That's what he's saying.
I don't know. I think I look like my photos in some when I'm done up.
Yeah.
You know, not when I roll out of bed, but when I'm done up, I think it's, you know, close.
Yeah. Some photos you look like him, but.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's like, some of it's fantasy and fun, and
yeah,
you know, you're not.
See, that's what I don't understand. I mean, most people, you know, on Facebook, they'll, you know, they put the best picture they can find. Often, a picture doesn't even look like them.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to yourself, why are people doing this?
Everyone wants to feel pretty and look amazing.
That's true,
it's not realistic, though.
But you got to look yourself also.
No, it depends on what you're trying to do. If
that's
really...
why when I look at people's pictures and I want to see what they look like if I'd never met them, I go to their photos and try to find like snapshots, you know, like pictures where they are partying or, you know, at the beach or something where they don't, when it's not like all posed and made up in that.
Yeah, 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 you know? Which is probably true.
Yeah.
But I think if you're, I mean, I think it's fun to have a lot of different types of photos. I mean, you want to have the fun ones that, you know, don't look like you. And then you want to have like the, hey, everyday pictures. And then, you know, I think it's kind of like, you know, life would be so not as fun if everybody looked beige.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have those fake fantasy pictures, but you can't just have those.
Yeah.
And then expect to meet somebody and then not have a letdown.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's funny.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, Sam? When's your photo
shoot? What are you going to do? When is my photo shoot?
Yeah.
Not anytime soon, man. Okay, Kira, this is it. Another day, another show. Today is Monday. And I'm actually glad it's August, you know. Now it feels like full-on summer.
Really?
And so, everybody, thank you for joining us. Kira, thank you. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.